Kérdés. Az Erdős az Ávi Mari, Jakob Isza Pintkász, az Erdős az Daniel, és én nem eszünk, és jó a fálak. Okay. So, last time we were discussing the Gemara in Yevamos, where it says on page 16, Gemara in Yevamos on Samach Bezim and Aleph, in Ozvav, page 16 in Ozvav, where he said that Mitzvah Sfichas Kavana, this is the Ran, famous Ran, doesn't apply if there's Anas Aguf. That's the famous Kasha, because there's steam in the Rambam. Rama says in Hilchas Shofar that if you hear the shofar and you weren't mechavein to be yotze, then you're not yotze. But then the Rama also says in Hilchas Chametz Matzah that if you were nenas to eat matzah, then you're yotze. Even though you weren't mechavein, you were nenas. So the Ran says the answer is that by shofar there's no hanas aguf, and by matzah there is hanas aguf. So hanas aguf could replace kavana. And the way it's explained in the Chiddush of Rabbi Menachem Zemba, I think Rabbi David Avraham Mandelbaum explains it, because normally if you're not mechavim, we view it like resasek. But the Gemara says, increases from saksik mechalovim v'arayas chayav shekein nene. There's no, because when something is misasik, we see that the maisa happened by itself, even though you did it, but you weren't thinking about it. So it's as if evil happened by itself. But if you have kavana, so then we can't view it as happening itself, because Harai, you had Hana from it. So Hana can replace Kavana. To me, thinking about it now, it's a very big Kiddush. Because the idea of Kavana is that you should do mitzvahs because Hashem was Mitzvah. So to say that just because you had Hana, that's having Kavana, I'm not convinced. I mean, this is a classic Ran, you know. Because Lamaisa, if you're not doing it for Kamal Omachl Shamayim, that's why you did it. You did it. Also, like you had Hanoah, fakir. That makes it even worse. Because if you had Hanoah, then you're doing it more for yourself, and not for Kabbalah Omachl Shamayim. But that's the Ran. It's the famous Ran in Rosh Hashanah. And he has the steer in the Rambam, and this is the Teretz he gives. So he wants to use that. The Derech B'Kudecha wants to use that to explain how come if you have children if you're a non-Jew, and you have children when you're a non-Jew, and then you convert, so you mekayim peruvu. The Rambam says only if the kids also convert, then you mekayim peruvu. Even though these kids you're not even related to, because if they're if you converted, you have Jewish kids, and then you converted, you're not related to those Jewish kids. You're not related. So you're not related to the Jewish kids. But yet, so he says, well, so where was the Kavana? You were a guy. You didn't have a Kavana for mitzvah. You weren't even mechuyev in mitzvahs. So he says, yeah, but you had Hanoah Mishas the mice. So he works, he takes that Ran and he applies it to Peruvu. That even if you didn't have Kavana by Peruvu, you're still Yotze.
It's apples and oranges. I mean, one is result-oriented, one is action-oriented, one is result-oriented.
Right. So he's right. So he's not working with that. Yeah.
Okay. Completely, no.
Yeah. So now let's see the next piece he has on page 17 in the Derech Pikudecha. In Emes Miloshon HaShulchan Aruch, Ebenezer Simen Aleph, Mashu the Tzarech Chavana, the Zelushono, But in other words, he's saying the Puravu doesn't need Kavana because you have Hana. But he's saying what the Shulchan Aruch says, Chayev Adam Lisa Isha Kedei Lifros Velirbos. He says you have to marry a woman to have kids. And the Kasa Kedei Lifros Velirbos will cause it Bistam Lisha Isha Vulaholi Mimera. He says that when you get married, then you have to, that has to be your kavanah.
You can be mekayim pir v'rivia without being married.
Right. You can be mekayim pir v'rivia without being married.
So what does he mean? I don't know what it means.
That's right. Masha Tzorach L'chavim Yisuvah Shum Shtadl B'zeh K'day L'chai Mitzvah Spirit V'rivia U'minat Tzorach L'arenim Yosef Mitzvah Zuh L'yos Nafshol Shalodo B'savel L'dover Zeh V'godo Hanosh Yesh Koch V'ten Godo L'lokim Haven Dover V'nein Fiyan Al-Nir D'yotzi Gam B'lo Kavana. But according to what we said before, Shekei Nene, and whatever this Hana, so you would be Yotze Puravu, even if you didn't have Kavana. So he says, Efshal Omer, the Mashmiyenis Al-Kadayz HaMinim, the Suen ain't Sarech L'chavin Klal, even the Iker Mitzvah. It could be that when you get married, you don't have to have Kavana. I was recently in Eid Kedushin. Rabbi Nochum Sauer was the Masada Kedushin. So he said to the Chassan, you should have Kavana for the Mitzvah Kedushin and for the Maisa Kedushin. Whereas because you have to have realize you're being Mekadosh and Isha. But then there's another aspect that you're doing a Mitzvah. So one is you're making a chalos. So you have to realize you're making a chalos. You're not just giving a ring as a present. And no, you're marrying her. You're creating. So that's what Rabbi Sal was saying. You have to have kavana for the that you're doing a maisa kinyan. You're getting married. But you also should have kavana for the mitzvah.
That's the Rambam. That's only the Rambam holds like that.
Wow.
That the Kiddushin is a mitzvah.
Kiddushin is a mitzvah.
Yeah. Only the Rambam holds like that. Not everyone holds like that.
Yeah, so I guess he was telling him. So it was interesting. Because if you hold like what Rabbi Harari is saying, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah, Kiddushin is a mitzvah, so then mitzvah svich has kavana. So then you should... Right, I never saw that before. There's this Masada Kedushin to tell the Chassan you should have Kavana for the Mitzvah of Kedushin. Because Mitzvah Tzrich is Kavana. So then you should have Kavana not just that you're doing a Maisa Kedushin, but you're doing a Mitzvah. I guess we normally assume that it's understood. But I guess he thought that it's interesting. He thought that
people know it's a mitzvah to get married, so then.
Right. Okay. But he's an active kavana. So what is he saying over here? The Evshalom is the Moshmina Sakhdan, the Mitsuan ain't circle having cloud. Okay, you might think that maybe you don't have to be mechavin in the suin. Dein's the ikur hamitzah. The mitzvah shebetor puravu nemra. Lo nemra betor kach v'chayisha. Right, pasuk pshat is the mitzvah puravu. Avamina dam chatil and tzar kavanah in the suin. Maybe you don't even need kavanah in the marriage. You have to realize that you're getting married. Okay, I hope you realize that. If you're under the chuppah, I hope you realize you're getting married. But you have to be mechaving for the mitzvah. So he says, maybe not. So he says, no, but since it's, the Torah says, Lo tov heyos adam levado, es lo ezer, nafkalon lishtadel yos lo ezer. Nafke meloshem puravu, Torah says, shas lakichas ha'ezer, yichavein l'tam puravirivya. So then he says that even mitzvahs that he writes here, the gam mitzvahs sheyish behem pandal guf, vade l'chatchil tzrichim kavanah min haTorah. Yeah. Okay, so that's at least he says something, he concedes to me. That l'chatchil he's still thinking of kavanah. To me, you hear what I'm saying with Ferrari? To me, it could be the hanah shouldn't make a difference for kavanah. Because the idea of mitzvahs kavana is that you have to have kavana that you were commanded. If you don't have kavana, you commanded, you know.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, l'man damar mitzvahs eitzichas kavana, it fits well with him, but not
in mitzvahs kavana. Right, and he's only saying it, l'man damar mitzvahs eitzichas kavana, the Ram.
I know. It doesn't. It's hard to figure that out.
It's a classic Ram, but if you think, I say it over my whole life, but if you think about it, it's not so poshut that and maybe they have to answer the Rambam. The Rambam says Ansu, he was forced, but just because you're forced doesn't mean you can't have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah, right? In other words, Ansu lechol matzah. Well,
that's a whole deal, and if you're forced and want also to have to be yotze, and you're being forced at the same time, there's a whole deal about that. If that's considered still
right.
Ratzel,
right?
Yeah.
Right. In other words, the fellow knows it's the Pesach night, and someone's forcing him to eat matzah. Okay, he's going to eat it anyway.
Right.
When you do something, there's onus and ratzel together.
Right, that's the paro. The paro question. The paro.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was being forced to. At the same time, he wanted. He wanted it. He was being forced. So.
Yeah. So that's what the Derech Pikudech is saying. So I would think for sure lechatchila, but even b'dieved, I'm not so sure. You would say if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. If you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, that's a different story. Then he says, Yesh mitzvahs, page 17. Yesh mitzvahs says, Shekiyumam rak b'machshava. There's some mitzvahs that the mitzvah is only b'machshava. Because mitzvahs anochi Hashem lokecha. Right? You have to be... Loads of mitzvahs tzrichas kavana midaraisa. He says, because if the whole mitzvah is the machshava, so you need, because he's saying, even if your mitzvah is eight tzrichas kavana, but if the mitzvah is machshava, then of course you need kavana. Even the mandamer mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana, because that's what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is machshava kavana. Right. So if it's a mitzvah that's totally machshava, so then certainly you need kavana. And even the man on Mrs. H. Shikh's Kavan. And then he says, he quotes Rabbeinu Shmuel. There's the Rashbam.
Is that how some Gaon says by Kriyat Shema you have to have Kavana otherwise?
Yeah, he says it's a mistake. It's not Rabbeinu Shmuel, it's Rabbeinu Yonah. That he says it's a mitzvah that doesn't have a maisa. It's a mitzvah b'dibur. But she came mitzvahs at chulias rak b'dibur. Shein la masiyah gemur chuliam tzichim kavana. Because of prima gadim tzichat cholelas. Right, that's a whole discussion. Maybe mitzvahs drabbana don't need kavana. And the davka plus b'maisa, or she ain't get plus rap with dibur. Okay, so let's now get back to the tzitzis. So in the Sefer Tzitzis, now we can get back to the Bach. The Bach Shita is that what? That you shouldn't have just have Kavana for the mitzvah. You also have to have Kavana for the reason of the mitzvah. And then we had a discussion, and I thought the simple, even though the Bach is Mashma, that's Likuba, I thought the simple pshat is, it's not Likuva, it's a Hider. In other words, because the Gemara never says that you have to have Kavana for the reason of the mitzvah. You should know when you're sitting in the sukkah that there's a mitzvah. You have to think, why is there a mitzvah? Not necessarily, but the Bach says yes. So let's see what he says here on page 21. He says, the Tochen Latzia, page 21 on the left side. The Tochen Latzia says, "She'ein divrei Bach le'inyan kavana, el le'inyan acher." Who the miyachas she'amar Torah tana mitzvah and ketachlis a mitzvah sheifel etzel nafsho inyan kavana ha mitzvah al derech mashal mitzvah simchas yontif. What's the mitzvah simchas yontif? The tzarch lishtos yayin lechel bosk. Right, simchas yontif. You have to drink wine, eat meat. The kai mitzvah simchas chacham. Now, what if im yochel basav yishte yayin ach lo yismach besimchas yontif? Say he eats meat and he drinks wine, but he's not happy. Do we say that? Like I was telling my wife, we were talking at the table. Joe Miller pointed out. It's brought down in one of the Sfarim gave a shiur on Friday on this. It's stayed in the Sfarim, in this Sefer, one of the Sfarim, Joe Miller pointed out. It's brought down the following statement. You can say this over at the Shabbos table. Ha'ochel dag, b'yom dag, nitzol min hadag. Got it? Ha'ochel dag, b'yom dag, nitzol min hadag. Okay, ha'ochel dag, b'yom dag, nitzol min hadag. If you eat fish, b'yom dag means on Shabbos. The Shabbos is the seventh day, and dag is dalet gimel, the seventh. Nitzol min hadag can be saved from the dag from dina shel ge'enem. Ochel dag, b'yom dag, nitzol min hadag. So my wife asked me, what if a person doesn't like fish? He doesn't enjoy fish. So I said, Pashtus says, if you don't enjoy fish, then you're not mitzvah to eat fish. It's a din of owning Shabbos. If you don't enjoy it, it's a, you know, it's brought a Shulchan Aruch. If a person's not feeling well and he'd rather fast, he'd get more hanah from fasting than eating, then he could fast on Shabbos. Right? Because it's not a mitzvah. But matzah, even if you don't like matzah, you have to eat matzah. Even if you don't like matzah, you have to eat matzah. We're not talking about you're going to get sick or something like that. That's a separate discussion. But I mean, the question is, what if you could get sick? How far do we go? But you don't have to. It's not about onik yontif, onik Shabbos. But he says, but simcha is. It's to eat basar and drink wine to make you besimcha. So he says, "Im yochal basar v'yishta yayin achlo yismach besimcha." So that's why I tell people which wine they should get me, right? For okay, that's a Shabbos, but a Yontif, you should have wine that you enjoy. Some wines, people, you don't enjoy it. So what's this? Some people are very, you know, I'm going to do the mitzvah of simcha, even though I hate this wine. But I'm going to drink it to be chayim in the mitzvah of simcha because, you know, that's the mitzvah of simcha, even though he doesn't have simcha. So he thinks that the pshat, so in this sefer, Hilchos Tzitzis, he writes, he thinks that's what the Bach meant. Bach didn't mean that it's part of the mitzvah of, that you have to have kavana for the reason of the mitzvah. It's just that if the purpose of the mitzvah is to leman tizgur vasisim is chol mitzvosai, that's the. So if you didn't think that, then you missed out on what the mitzvah is supposed to accomplish. So felt in the mitzvah itself, not because mitzvah shvichas kavana. It's because this is the. This is the this is the yisod of the mitzvah. And Yonenu, so he says, just like by simcha, if you drink the wine, you eat the basar, you did what you're supposed to do. Give the mitzvah your simcha. Vinyanim elu rak emtsayim. Gede nismol chachev shad kiyam a mitzvah betel salav shre asa pulos tzarch lasses. The Maisa Mitzvah is to wear tzitzis. But the Tachlis HaMitzvah is therefore to think to that the tzitzis should remind you of Kol Mitzvahs. While there is Ubitfilm. Shehem Lamanti Atos Hashem Beficha. Zosi. A mitzvah asos pula lichur atzma ba'ol machul shemayim. But there's a sukkah. Yilman yedu ibe sukkah shashafti es bnei Yisrael. Veizu tosefes l'kavana elazohi b'chlal maisa ha-mitzvah. Wow. This was, he's saying it's not a dinner in kavana. It's a dinner in the maisa ha-mitzvah. It's a dinner, in other words, the mitzvah, the maisa ha-mitzvah is not just sitting in the sukkah and eating, but it also is thinking. Now, if you didn't do it, so you missed out on the full Maisa Mitzvah.
So he means there's a machshava component to the mitzvah?
Right. He's saying it's not a din in ultimate, it's a machshava component. Right. The mitzvah has the asiya component to the mitzvah. Whereas, say, you put on tzitzis and you don't know about the mitzvah, you don't care about the other mitzvahs. In other words, right, that's what he's saying, what Ferrari said. That the mitzvah, that what he thinks what the Bach means to say is not that it's a din hilchas kavana. That here, kavana is not sufficient to have kavana for the tzivoy, but it's kavana also for for the reason. He's saying, no, the word is that there are two components to the mitzvah. That the mitzvah is the maisa, but it's also the machshava of thinking about, and if you didn't do it, so you didn't fulfill the mitzvah in its totality. What do you think? What do you think, Referari?
Yeah, I mean, that could be the machlokes, whether it's ma'akev or not, whether it's just a
it's still hard to believe that it's. I would still say, even if there's a second component to it, that's I don't know, either. In other words, I can't believe to say that you sat in the sukkah, you ate, and you haven't seen Rosh and Hashem, you weren't thinking about Israel, that you weren't my Yotzi at all. Maybe you didn't have the mitzvah b'shleimusa.
B'shleimusa.
Yeah. But it's a new Hagdara in the Bach.
Yeah, it's like on Lel Seder. It's like on Lel Seder. If you didn't say Rabban Gamliel,
right. If you didn't say Rabban Gamliel, well, you also there for Moshe. So it's a machlokes.
Most Rishonim say it's. I think I'll say Ramban and Kolbo. I'll say it's Bishle Musa.
Right. Yeah, so it could be that that's a good shot. That you have to
say Yotzei Dechavasa Legamri, but he was Yotzei.
Yeah, just the two components of the mitzvah. I think that's a good way of being marked there.
Yeah, it's not a din in the mice at all. It's a separate component of machshava.
It's a separate component that the Torah wants you to think this also.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have seen one of the Monia Mitzvah Mountain counted as two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, and then there's a mitzvah to the Mount Israel. The Mount Yedu, it says.
Yeah, you could argue that the machshava component has nothing to do with eating there at all. It's just habit in mind when you were sitting at home.
Right. In other words, would you say because the Bnei's Hashem is the big person in this farm who writes that, you know, machshava can't. You know, you always have to have the Meister component. I mean, that's the Sefer Haredim. The Sefer Haredim says that there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of doing a mitzvah, and then what? Lo avdo b'chol levavchem. So the Gemara says, lo avdo b'chol levavchem means what? Tefillah. Sefer Haredim says, no, you know what lo avdo b'chol levavchem means? That's the mitzvah of having kavana when you do the mitzvah. Love the b'chol levavchem. That's the mitzvah of kavana, b'shas the mitzvah. So if you did the mitzvah without kavana, you were mevatel the mitzvah of love the b'chol levavchem. Was that a separate mitzvah? You didn't do this mitzvah, but you did the other mitzvah. In other words, you shake the lulav, but you didn't. You weren't mechaving, but you did the maisa. The question is the Haredim saying that the mandor mitzvah is shvichas kavana, How does it impact my maisa? But everyone agrees that mitzvah shrichas kavanah means that that's how you should do a mitzvah with kavanah. Understand? Everyone agrees that the Torah doesn't want you to do mitzvahs without kavanah. That's the mitzvah. Well, Torah wants you to do the mitzvah tzitzis and also do the mitzvah of love the b'chol levavcha. Now, if you do, but if you didn't do the mitzvah of love the b'chol levavcha, could you still be yotzei the ma'aseh mitzvah? So that's the machlokas with the mitzvah shichas kavanah. In other words, since you didn't do love the b'chol levavcha, that's a t'nai in the asiyas ha-mitzvah.
That's if you hold Shrichas Kavana, right?
Right. And if you hold Ein Shrichas Kavana, so that means that you still fulfill the mitzvah, but that Shita would also be Moida, that you Mevatel, if you hold like the Sefer. In other words, I don't think the Sefer Haredim was saying his Shita only Laman Dome Mitzvahs Shrichas. In other words, everyone agrees Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. The Machlokas in the Gemara about Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana or not is how will that impact my maisa? The other opinion says, if you didn't have kavana, then your maisa is not a maisa. And the other sheet says, no, that is still a maisa. But everyone agrees, l'chatchila, you need kavana because you have to fulfill the mitzvah of the b'chol v'avchem. So everyone agrees, l'chatchila. And then the last thing is on page 18 about mitzvahs d'rabbanan. So what's the story with mitzvahs d'rabbanan? So the Derech Pikudecha in Hakdama Aleph, here on page Chaf Aleph, says Mitzvah Rabban Ein Tzarech Kavanah. Hayu Davka B'diavad Yatzad Yirei Chavah, so Gam Zulus HaKavanah. Aval Chathilo, Vaday Tzrich HaKavanah. I was thinking of a svara to say just the opposite. That it's Mitzvah Rabbanan. So, Rabbanan made up this new maisa. This new maisa doesn't exist. So, what's the ikar of mitzvahs d'rabbanan? That the shmo divrei chacham. So, fakir. I think mitzvahs shichas rabbanan is a bigger inyan by the rabbanan, because by the raisa, the Torah gave it this maisa a chashivas. But on tefillin, that's a chashivas. You shake the lulav, that's a chashivas. But doing a mitzvah drabana, the Torah didn't, give the drabana a chashivas. So what's the chashivas? That you mekayim mitzvah l'shmo divrei chachamim. So therefore, that's after what you should have kavana. Because it's not a chashivas be'etzem nedover. You hear what I'm saying with Ferrari?
Yeah, but what would you say on the 6 days of Sukkot, picking up a lulav? You're saying that's there's no mitzvah derabanan of picking up a lulav.
No, there is. There is mitzvah derabanan. But what I'm saying is that he quotes the Shita. Maybe there's a famous Magen Avraham Shem Torat Vas that mitzvahs deraisa need kavana and derabanan don't need kavana. I want to say just fakir. That mitzvahs d'oraisa maybe don't need kavana because they have an intrinsic hashivas. The Torah sanctioned that this maisa, this cheftza is holy. But if it's only d'rabanan, so then it didn't have that same hashivas. So what gives it the hashivas? My kavana that a mitzvah l'shmor divrei chachamim.
Yeah, that's why the Gra is cholik on the Magen Avraham.
Yeah, Ravarg.
Yeah, but I think that, in other words, that's one way of looking at it. But on the other hand, you can look at it that Chachamim didn't want to be machbid on the tzibur. In other words, the Rabbanan know that they're adding. You know, we know that Avodas Hashem is complicated. So when they're adding mitzvot for various reasons, right? They don't want to make it hard. They want to make it easier.
Yes.
So the fact that you don't have the kavana, if you do it, that for them that's enough.
Right.
That's, I think, the svara to say that you don't need kavana.
Right. But you see, I was just thinking of the svara faket.
Right. I understand.
Yeah.
I think that's why the gra might be holy.
And they see that it's a misprint in the. They say the Maganam shade the Ravaz, but they say the Ravaz it's not really Muchach in the Ravaz that he said that.
What about like Hanukkah? You light a candle
that's getting dark
out, and then now it's lit for Pastor's Mar, and now it just gets in the light.
Say again.
Let's say you need the light or something, and then the Now,
you know, there was just the Shabbos. Yeah. Okay, we finished this package. So tomorrow, Bez Hashem, tomorrow's Tuesday. So Shira, 11 o'clock tomorrow, Bez Hashem. And we'll start with package Yud Aleph, Bez Hashem. Okay, but this is a very interesting ideas here about Mitzvichus Chavon and the Shitas Habas. Okay, everyone should have a good day.
Well, thank you.